and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's sit at the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. They'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, live. I am your home companion, live from Pendleton, New York, the beautiful beach homestead. And we're here until noon. Should be an interesting show today. Tim Wenger will be joining us in about 20 minutes from now, and we'll have a lot to ask Tim, and I'm sure Tim will like your input on whatever we're discussing, so stand by for that. That's at 9:30. Meanwhile, a pall came over our broadcast facility when we found out that the vending machine has now officially broken. Tony, tell me about that.
It's tragedy, Sandy. Many heads down here in the station. You know, it's bad enough that we're busy. We're flying all over the place doing things. And now to find out we cannot access anything in the vending machine. It won't take any money.
Oh, the vending won't take any money?
No.
Well, maybe it's free then.
No,
maybe
it's not giving anything out either.
Maybe Entercom bought the contents of the vending machine and said to our loyal employees who are working through a natural disaster, free vending. Did I ever tell you the story when I was at WDRC in Hartford?
No.
Owned by Buckley Broadcasting, very nice people to work for and whatever. They decided that they would put a coffee machine in, and it's had coffee, and it also had hot chocolate. And they decided to do this for free for the employees, so we could have free coffee and free hot chocolate. Let me just tell you something, if anybody else is thinking of doing this, don't do it. Because the first month, I guess they checked it every month, the first month was like $400.
Wow.
Worth of coffee and hot chocolate, and that's when coffee was probably 25 cents, and hot chocolate maybe 30 cents, something like that. It was all free, and it was $400, so they quickly changed it to a pay machine from the free machine. So here's what you should do, guys. Write down everything that's in the vending machine. You know, write down all of the different things that are available.
Which is not much, by the way, because it has been pretty much cleaned out.
Oh, it's been almost cleaned out.
Oh,
I was going to say, if you could duplicate everything that's in there and then just set it up on the table as a as an honor system, whereas you don't have to put the money in the machine, you just leave it in a box. What do you think?
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because, first of all, the number of suspects you would have, what do you have, engineers in there, is Tim's been in there, so you got news people and engineers.
One engineer
and news people. So that's what you got. So it'd be pretty easy to track down if anything was missing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my suggestion. Now, guys, anything from the home fronts? What'd you do last night? I always check to see how creative you are to entertain the kids or entertain your girlfriend or whatever. Tony first, what's going on?
I was beat yesterday. I went home and just plopped in the chair, closed my eyes for about an hour, then just made dinner, did my typical thing. The thing is I'm still sticking to my routine of the things that I have to do around the house, cooking dinner, cleaning up, and trying to keep Samantha from driving Jeannie and Nicholas crazy. It's not an easy thing to do.
It sounds like she is writing the book on how not to behave during an epidemic.
Oh yeah, she could teach a course in it.
All right, how about you, Beamer? You don't have a child, but you do have a girlfriend.
Yes. So last night we watched Dave Portnoy from Barstool has been opening his FedEx and UPS packages on Instagram Live. He also has been doing frozen pizza reviews. He usually does regular pizza reviews, but obviously can't go and get a slice of pizza. So his frozen pizza review yesterday was Wegmans frozen pizza, and it's got his highest frozen pizza score at an 8.1 out of 10.
It's actually not bad. They're frozen pizza. I've had it.
years ago, I said that, we're going to get 500 channels on our television set. And I said, yeah, okay, that's great, but are they going to have enough programming to put on 500 channels? Well, the answer is no. We didn't expect this to happen, but when your television viewing for the afternoon is watching somebody open a package...
Well, one more feeling
that that's not what we were looking for.
One more shout out. During his UPS and FedEx unboxing, as he calls it, Picasso's Buffalo sent him a few shirts and a hat and a fake mustache because when he went here in Buffalo, he wore a disguise. So Picasso's got a shout out on the Instagram Live unboxing last night.
Well, that's nice. Everybody will have to send their own version of if they've got a shirt or a hat to him and see if they get a little airtime.
But he still has no credibility with me because he eats his pizza just cheese, no pepperoni.
That's the gold standard.
Oh. No pepperoni.
Here's why. How can you judge pizza without pepperoni?
That's the goal. Because they're all the same then.
You not only have to have pepperoni, it's got to have little puddles of oil on it.
Char pepperoni, yes.
Exactly. Let's take a break. As I said, 9:30, Tim Wenger will be joining us on News at Radio 930 WBEN. At 9:30 this morning, Tim Wenger, program director of WBEN, will be joining us talking about some things that you're hearing on WBEN and some things you're not hearing on WBEN and kind of tapping into your mindset, because we do it not for ourselves, we do it for you. And we got to make sure that what we're doing is what you want us to be doing. So that's that. If you want to see something, Tony, I just sent you a picture of Bernadette, the woman who has a particular set of skills. One of her skills is cooking. And she decided with what we had in the kitchen, which is, you know, a pretty good supply. We're not down to the bare bones yet. She made an apple tart. It looks like an apple pie. It's the size of a pie with a crust and apples and cinnamon. And what do you think?
Oh, my God. It looks so good.
has Buzzy seen it, too?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. It looks so good that I'm kind of upset you sent it, because now Tony and I cannot enjoy a piece.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'm going to send you a virtual piece.
He's going to eat some for us.
I would have brought some in for you, but I can't do it because I'm working from home. I will eat a piece in your honor.
Oh, I appreciate
what
that.
What a team player.
See, normally I would eat, four or five pieces, and now I'll eat five or six pieces, and I would have brought them to you. And I will review them today's Friday, Thursday, so I'll review them on Monday when I come back. How's that? So I'm here homebound with a lovely woman who's a great cook. Life doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I feel so bad for you.
Yeah, one of the things that they're talking about, I was looking over some subjects. It's not our subject for today, but it is an interesting subject, is the psychological toll being homebound takes. It's no matter how much you love your family and your wife and your husband and the kids and all that, there was always, before this, there was always the opportunity to step outside and go to the store or take a drive or just bring your car and put gas in it, just doing something else outside of the home, and then you gather back at the home later in the day and you reunite as a family. Now that you can't do that, psychologically, now we know what being in jail feels like. It's not negative like being in jail, but unable to leave the building.
More like house arrest.
Yeah, house arrest. That's good. House arrest. And we've always said, how many times have we heard some white-collar criminal, he cooked the books on some business he was working for, and they sentenced him to house arrest. And you go, house arrest. How tough is that? It's certainly a lot easier than jail. And now we all are under house arrest because of the virus. So what do we think? Do we still think the same thing about house arrest that we used to? How about you, Tony? Do you think the same as you used to?
No. My opinion has changed because I see what it's doing, especially to Jeannie. She's having a difficult time, as I mentioned. We were joking around earlier with Samantha, but Samantha can be very difficult. She's got, you know, a ton of energy, and it's taken its toll on Jeannie. I have to make sure that I spend as much time with Samantha, keeping her away from Jeannie so that she gets her break. So I can see where people are starting to get a little squirrely. And, you know, one thing that we also discovered, at least through Facebook, is that many people who are stuck home are sticking to day drinking. You see pictures of drinks all over the place.
That's
so
true.
You know, people are making the best of it. People are making videos. But there's only so much you can do. There's only so much virtual tours that you could show the kids on computer before they get bored. And, you know, that's where the struggle comes in.
Here, I have an idea. If you have a rambunctious kid, as you do, and
what, duct tape her to the wall?
No, that wouldn't be right. No.
Darn it.
You go to the radio dial and dial up PBS Radio, Public Broadcasting. If that doesn't put her to sleep, nothing will. And maybe they'll wake up during Pledge Week or something. But the bottom line is, that's it. I have an answer to everything. Buzzy, do you have a different opinion now than you had before?
Yeah, and I think you see this on social media as well. People, you know, hey, I get to work from home. I don't have to take my pajamas off,
yeah.
Which you should every now and then take your pajamas off, take a shower, wash your clothes, all that. But
oh,
I think,
wait a minute. Hold it. You're supposed to take a shower? Oh, I knew I forgot something. Go ahead.
Darn the luck.
So I think a lot of people at first were like, this is awesome. But, you know, it's not just work you're doing from home. It's your hangouts via Zoom meetings or phone calls you're doing from home. I think after 3 weeks of this, people are realizing those conversations with a coworker that they thought were annoying and tried to avoid every day, they love to have that in-person conversation with that annoying coworker right now compared to being stuck at home again for another month.
That's true. And Tony, I just saw a picture of your daughter.
Yeah, I see it right now.
I just saw a picture. It looks like she's holding up a wall. And I think the reason she's doing that is to keep you from climbing up it.
I think I should send this to Jeannie.
Where did that picture come from? You just found it online? Is that really her? Oh, it's not. It's some other kid. Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, so a lot of mental health people are worried about the psychological effects of being homebound. Well, I think we can get through it. I think people have been homebound before for various reasons, but usually not this long. I mean, so far it's only been a couple of weeks. I know it. What's it like? 3 weeks. I know it seems like it's been longer than this.
Yeah, it seems like March has lasted forever, and April is also going to last forever.
But instead of us, you know, regretting what's happening to us, I think it's a chance. How many of you, before this happened, looked at a book you have on a shelf and said, "Oh, I'd love to have the time to look at that book. I'd love to just sit down with a cup of coffee." Or a cup of tea or a beer or something, and read this book. Well, now you have that time. Now you can do it. And so take advantage of it. I know what I'm doing today at noon. After I get off the air, I'm going to go through my entire CD collection, okay, which is huge, the audio CDs, okay, which is huge. And I'm going to save only the ones that I listen to. The others are going, they'll be donated to somebody. I'll give them away to somebody. I just won't put them at the corner curb, but I will do it, and I have a lot of them. But some I haven't listened to since I got them, and so that's what we'll be doing. Hopefully, tentatively, Tim Wenger will be with us after the news here at 9:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we have a distinguished guest joining the show today. He is the program director of Intercom Buffalo. It is Tim Wenger. Welcome to the show, Tim.
I thought you were introducing Joe or Tony. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing okay.
How's that setup doing for you?
Setup's doing very well.
I personally installed. It's all about the installation.
I saw that, and after you did it, we wiped down everything to make sure you didn't bring any things with you. Now, think about it like this. You're going, you and your compatriots, other program directors, you're going through areas that no program directors of radio have ever had to go on through, and so there was no playbook on it. You had to decide what's going to go on, what's going to go off, what you're going to carry, what you're not going to carry, the commercials, all that had to be new ground for you.
Yeah, you know, part of it's really easy. There are a few parts that we can get into that are a lot more challenging and difficult. And I don't know that there's a right answer, and I don't know that there's necessarily a wrong answer. Probably the most controversial thing that we've done, if you want to call it controversial, would be that we're, you know, going with local programming from noon to 3 over Rush Limbaugh right now. And anyone who follows Rush Limbaugh knows the passion that a lot of us have for him. And people feel... there are some who feel like that decision is made vindictively or, was made to, you know, censor Rush or keep Rush off the air. And that's it couldn't be farther from the truth. The reason he's not on is he's not local. We are making a decided effort. We've made a decided effort as a station, a company, to be live and local as much as we feasibly can. Because it is a local story. As much as, you know, information is coming from the White House, from the CDC, the impact is local. You know, our community is responding. Our community is hurt. Our community is, in dire straits in many regards. And he can't address that. Sean can't address that. And that's the reason why we're doing that right now. And I'm taking it on a week-by-week basis. Rush was off on Monday. He's doing well. He's back this week. We're providing a stream for him as we can, and obviously there are stations around the country. Some have done the same, and some have left him on. But I just thought from the get-go I'd address that one because that seems to be the most controversial. But
well,
I'll tell you. I was just going to say the local. Whenever something like this happens, and certainly this has not happened, but when we have a snowstorm, for example, local coverage rings very loudly in the ear of our listener because we can address things. We can go into and out of coverage of things like the Cuomo briefing, the Erie County briefing, and offer it without worrying about interrupting something and going back to something in mid sentence. I just think it's important to be local.
Well, it is. And, of course, part of the reason Rush isn't on, besides what you just stated, is the fact that he's going through some health challenges, and he's been off weeks at a time by his own choice because he's getting medical procedures done. So he wouldn't have been on even if we decided that would have been the choice. So part of that is mitigated by that.
Yeah, I've talked to the people, that work with Rush, and he is doing well. You know, he's doing better. He's doing much stronger now than he was a couple weeks ago when he was off for, I think 9 broadcast days, I think was the number. But he's doing much better. So at least his immediate concern, while he's going through a very turbulent treatment, mode right now, he's doing much better than he was a few weeks ago.
And the second thing you're facing certainly is the fact that we have a national press conference with the president. We've got a state press conference with Andrew Cuomo. We've got Mark Poloncarz with a county press conference. And we have to decide what to carry or what not to carry with those. And they're on every day.
Yeah, and I would love to hear from people on those briefings. We did a web poll today and a Twitter poll asking which briefings we're must tune into. And the White House briefing, I think in the end, well, it's not over yet. The poll goes for 24 hours. But I think the White House briefing was leading for a long time. The Cuomo briefing was leading. Personally, I find that to be the most interesting one. And I'm really happy that he's dialed it back to about a half an hour right now. But I think we get the most meat out of that one. We get a lot of information about, where we're at as a state, where the trends are, et cetera. The White House briefing is, in my opinion, just way too long. You addressed this, I think, yesterday. It's just extremely, extremely long and hard to follow. And then the county briefing is interesting, usually around 2:30. But I'm taking calls from people. A lot of people want to hear those briefings uninterrupted in their entirety. Some people want to hear just parts of them. And that's a really difficult thing to do. Once you put it on the air, it's hard to just pick the right point to pull away from that.
I'll tell you what. I'm willing to do this. I will argue either way, either yes or no on the press conferences, depending on what you want me to do. you tell me now which side I should argue, and I'm willing to take either side and argue it.
I want you to argue why we should not air them.
Why we should not. Okay, the reason we should not is the fact that they are the beginning of the news cycle. All of the real news comes out without the superfluous information, without things we don't have to have or don't need to have. Everything important comes out from those cycles. So it's not necessary to carry 3.5 hours of a news conference by the president when maybe one thing that he said might be the takeaway. So it's important to keep our public informed, but it's not important to go long form on it.
All right. So why must we carry these? Why is it imperative?
Well, we have to carry them because that's where the news cycle begins. See, you can argue both sides on this one. Because if most of our audience are news junkies, and if they want the information that's going to be important that they can carry on with the other people who are homebound with them or on television, they've got to have that information. And so that's where it starts. Getting it uninformed, in short form, means that you can see the looks on the faces as they're arguing the different points. They show the reporters, and, you know, the reporters, some of them look like they're 20 years old and it's a class trip for them, and you can make other judgments. But the bottom line is there's no right answer, and there's no wrong answer, depending on what your needs are.
You know, and here's what I'm really trying to avoid, too, and this is what a lot of people don't at least understand from where the decision-making comes, is I'm trying to walk away from politics. I'm looking at the text board now, Mark Poloncarz, all these nasty names, nasty names about Andrew Cuomo. At this point, pick who's in those offices, right? They are the guys that are holding those offices right now. You know, Andrew Cuomo is the governor, Mark Poloncarz is the county executive, and Donald Trump is the president. We can't change that right now. They're the guys that have to get us through that, and I don't think it does us any good to frankly take what I look at is like the CNN approach after the White House press conference. They spend a half an hour, you know, picking away personally at the president. I don't think that gets anything done. You know, what did they say that can help us get through this day and the next day? It's not a political thing.
Yeah, you know who set the best example on that is Trump and Cuomo themselves. Remember, they had that meeting in which there were no reporters allowed, and before that, they were hacking away at each other almost every day. Since that meeting, they never have said anything negative. In fact, they've been very positive because Cuomo understood that he needed the president as an ally, and the president understood this is not the time for that. He's thrilled to get the airtime he's getting, and so they're working together. Whether they say something when they're off the air, I don't know, but they're setting a good example. I'd keep it non-political.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we need to be right now as a community, as a country, is not just continually Howard Simon walking by and waving. He's essential. Howard's essential.
Is he wearing a mask?
He always is wearing a mask. He must.
Well, the way he looks, he should wear a mask. Let's take a break, and Tim would like to talk to you. He talks to me every day.
I think I would.
803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. What do you like? What do you dislike? What's going on at BEN that you'd like to have an input? We'll be back to get those calls and talk to Tim on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is basically Ask the Program Director. Tim Wenger is here to answer your questions, especially now as everything's upside down regarding the what's going on health-wise.
Yeah, Sandy, one more thing before we go to a couple calls here. On the Rush thing. I want people to understand, I like Rush. I like the Rush show. I mean, Rush has an incredible following. And Rush, you know, he's obviously going to be back on the radio station. I'm doing this week by week. The decision is not because I don't like Rush. The decision can only be one way, though, right? I mean, you can't have Rush on the left, or I guess he'd be on the right? You can't have him on one channel and you know, the local coverage on the other. I understand there's an element of the audience that would rather hear the national perspective. My experience tells me, my research tells me, that there are more people on the other side that want local coverage. And again, it has nothing to do with politics.
And local coverage changes all the time, and sometimes the national does too. Just before we signed on, there was a story out of California about a nursing home that is being totally evacuated in California because none of the staff showed up. They decided they were not going to go in there and work, and so I'm not sure exactly what kind of a nursing home it was, but it is being evacuated as we speak. Let's go to line one. This is Kevin in Pendleton. You're on with Tim Wanger.
Yes, good morning to you, gentlemen. Good morning, Mr.
Hello there.
First and foremost, Mr. Wagner, on behalf of the Western New York community and us, your neighboring kissing cousins over here in Niagara County, I'd like to say a heartfelt thank you for the adjustment of your programming here at WBEN during this very perilous period in not only Western New York history, but I would say the United States and the whole world for that matter.
I appreciate that, Kevin. And I mean, are you next door to Sandy?
Well, we're not kissing cousins, let's put it that way.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's, you know, again, I know there are some people out there that are disappointed. I'm glad you're not one of them. But I do think it's important to do what we're doing at this current time.
Yeah, well, Tim, just one thing, though, I want to ask, and I know I may have asked it before, but Tim, when things resume back to normal, or when we get as close as possible back to what we had that was normal, I'd like once again to request on behalf of us, again, I'd like to describe ourselves as the kissing cousins next door in Niagara County. Could you please explore the possibility of programming, you know, or even a program that will focus out here in Niagara County, because we out here in Niagara County, things happen that may seem to go under, you know, pass under the radar, but sometimes it has significant impact on Western New York, New York State, and even the country in a whole. And look, you know, let you know, you have great resources out here to do something like that, like maybe even like Ken Hamilton, hint, hint, and other people. So I think if you may consider doing that, I know you're based out in Erie County, but you do know that a great portion of your listeners are out here in Niagara County.
Yeah, no, they are, Kevin. And, you know, obviously the vast majority of them are in Erie County. We're licensed to serve, you know, really the area that includes Erie and in Niagara County. That's our first and foremost. You know, we certainly extend into all of the Western New York region. But by population, obviously, Erie County does get preferential treatment, and I think they probably always will. Each and every day, we are covering the Niagara County briefing. We monitor that very closely. We report all the details out of it. Mike Baggerman is assigned to cover that for us every single day. I don't know that it'll ever be on the same par with covering things in Buffalo and Erie County by a sheer population standpoint. But message heard loud and clear.
Okay. Right. Good, guys. Agreed.
Okay, thank you very much. And speaking of Rush Limbaugh, he's right around the bend. If you would like to talk to Tim Wanger about what's on WBEN, what is not on WBEN, your suggestions, your commentary, when we come back, we'll talk directly to him. He's in studio. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.